Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, February 23rd, 2015, and on today's podcast, we continue our discussion of the Greek debt crisis in light of last Friday, February 20th, in light of the agreement between Greece and the Eurozone countries. The Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, reached rock star status as he toured the staid halls of Europe's capitals in his open-collared shirts and leather jacket. I was ready to accept him as a hero, a champion for the world, sent out to do battle against the banks. But alas, he went toe-to-toe with Angela Merkel, eyeball to eyeball with the Chancellor of Germany, and he blinked. He blinked first. All through the crisis, he insisted that Greece would not extend the bailout program and instead wanted a, quote, debt haircut from the banks and bridge financing to get Greece through the crisis. Mr. Varoufakis told us that the brinksmanship he was playing with Germany was just posturing. A Greek default and exit from the Eurozone would never happen, he said. He reassured us it was all just for show, that a compromise would somehow be reached. But on Monday, 1 week ago today, the Eurogroup of creditor nations, i.e. Germany, delivered an ultimatum to him. We're not posturing or pretending, they said. Request an extension of the bailout by Friday, February 20th, or face the consequences. The agreement to extend the bailout for 4 months was crafted to give both sides something to tell their voters. The threat of a Greek default and exit from the Eurozone was postponed for 4 months. The agreement keeps Greece protected from default by the European Central Bank, the European Union, and the International Monetary Fund. The European Central Bank is to provide, quote, liquidity for Greek banks, while the EU and IMF make emergency funds available as needed. Greece promised to present a list of economic reforms, such as cracking down on tax evasion, which is kind of a national hobby in Greece, and reforming Greece's public administration, which is apparently corrupt and filled with layabouts and loafers feeding at the public trough. This list will be discussed and voted on by the EU and the IMF by the end of April. In order for Greece to receive the next round of bailout payments, the EU and IMF will have to accept these proposals. Thus, the agreement became acceptable to Germany. So Germany tentatively accepts this deal. But the specific reforms for the Greeks in exchange for the money is only postponed to be faced again when conditions will probably be worse. Some have said this simply gives Germany 4 months to plan Greece's more graceful exit from the Eurozone. We will see, folks. Time will tell. The EU and the IMF promised to consider Greece's economic situation when setting deficit targets, a small victory, but must be faced again in April. So they agreed to let Greece spend a little more money that they don't have than the original targets. The problem for Greece and its new radical left prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, and its rock star finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, is that Syriza, the radical left party, and that's its own description of itself, folks, campaigned specifically and promised specifically that they would not do what they just did. So Tsipras and Varoufakis must present it so that it does not bring down the new government. They said they would end the bailout program, and they have not. They promised to end the hated reviews by the Troika. So hated they now refuse to use the name Troika, but they call it the institutions instead. But Greece backed down on both those promises. Mr. Tsipras will probably face pressure from Greek voters, but also pressure from within his own party. This all sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Radicals get elected by promising that their radical solutions will work. then faced with cold reality, they have to do something to placate their, quote, base. Did Syriza and Mr. Varoufakis and Mr. Tsipras just get a lesson in who really runs the world? Surely Mr. Varoufakis at least knew it is the banks who run the world. But the question is, who runs the banks? That is another discussion for another day. In Greece's case, if Mr. Tsipras placates his base before April, it could lead to more conflict with Germany, which he has already demonstrated he doesn't want and can't win. Well, on Saturday, February 21st, Mr. Tsipras announced he won. He won this deal, he said. I guess that's just some propaganda for his base, but never doubt that Germany got what Germany wanted, for now at least. The bailout continues. Greece back down. What does all this mean now? The EU sets rules for its members regarding deficit spending. These rules cover deficits, taxes, wages. They were rarely, if ever, enforced, so European politicians in the no-industry countries, like Greece, put everyone on public assistance and flooded the country with money they had to borrow and could not pay back. A bailout troika was set up of the European Central Bank, European Union, and IMF to monitor and enforce these rules, i.e. low deficits, low wages, higher taxes, actually collect the taxes. The Greeks would not abide by their own agreement. Ergo, this new impasse. Finally, folks, as you must be painfully aware, I hate the banks and the IMF and all those things with their arrogance and their thin air money. But Greece is a bankrupt nation, which should be allowed into bankruptcy, resulting in its credit restriction for the future. Greece's debts can and will never be paid by it. But to allow them into bankruptcy would expose the world's financial system as the shaky house of cards that it really is. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.